French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, boniato. Back in the late 1990s, at the original Norman's restaurant in Coral Gables, we had a young man who became our lunch chef named Eliseer Garcia. Like many young chefs, he was very interested in cuisines from all over, and when we talked about what to put on our lunch menu, his ideas ranged from France to Hong Kong. I love that. But sometimes I'd say, Eliseer, I want you to show me flavors your Cuban grandmother would make, and then we can twist them a little, okay? Why don't you show me how she would cook with, boniato, for instance, and then we'll go from there? Many WLRN listeners already know I am the person who introduced the term fusion cooking into the lexicon of global cooking. I know that there are some who don't like me for it, but I'm not sure how many folks ever heard or read the original thesis I presented in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on fusion cooking in 1988. It was not about mixing food in an anything-goes, mindless kind of way. It was about a wedding, yes, or a fusion, to put it another way, of conservative or rustic cookery with progressive cooking, as an inquisitive chef, as I am, would seek out. I like to think of it as the best of both worlds. Grandma's cooking with a knowledge of physics and such. So I listened to Eliseer and how his abuela prepared boniato at her home in Kendall, knowing full well I was not going to go exactly in her tracks, but be guided by them, as any smart cook would. Boniato has a number of other names. Cuban sweet potato and batata are two of the more common ones. This may get confusing, but here we go. In the 1930s, a very sweet orange-fleshed sweet potato was introduced as the Louisiana yam, a marketing ploy that was intended to distinguish it from the similar but firmer variety that was grown in the Northeast. That orange variety is not in any respect a true yam. It is boniato, called that primarily because Cuban people are the main growers and consumers of this starch in the U.S., and that's the name they know it by. In Central America, where this potato originated, it might be called camote. The Cubans called it boniato because the words mean sweet and harmless to them, as opposed to hot or picante. It may be harmless, but it is also very good, and it is less sweet than our sweet potato. Its flavor is chestnut-like. Boniatos are not as sweet and moist as other sweet potatoes, but many people prefer their fluffier consistency and more delicate flavor. In Spain, it is common to see boniato and chestnuts in a combined mash. I think I'd like that. In certain parts of the world, sweet potatoes are locally known by other names, including goguma, mantet, ubi jalar, ubi geladec, shakar khand, satsuma imo, and el boniato. Chef Eliseer came up to me one day back then and said, I have a lunch special I'd like to run tomorrow, Chef, if you approve, of course. It would be soy glazed and grilled local mahi on a mash of boniato with mojo. Is that what you meant by twisting my Cuban dishes around? I replied, exacto. And you know what? I think his grandmother would love it. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.